everyone. We're back. I know it's been a long week without us, but the A-Squad's back. With us today is a familiar voice in the Painted Black family. He's the host of Painted Black Podcast Network's flagship show, Painted Black Podcast. So to reiterate, Painted Black Podcast, Painted Black, Pete Berg's here.
Just hate on the branding, man. But it sticks in your head, right?
How you doing, Max?
Doing good.
By the way, his call sign is Max Barracuda.
Max Barracuda.
There you go.
Now, is that just with Xbox? Because I know you play predominantly Xbox, or is that all throughout other systems as well?
I've had that as kind of my avatar name since 2001. It's a name that we came up with in college, so every system that I've had to sign up for a name, it's been Max Barracuda.
Where'd that come from? I always like knowing where people's alter ego.
It's a really stupid story. Me and my college buddies, I went to art school, so we'd all just clown around, and we were really on like a James Bond movie kick, so we came up with our own secret agent alter egos and for a project we were doing. Mine was Max Barracuda. We had Jenny Monday was my sidekick.
Nice. Nice. Giant, where'd yours come from?
I was jocking a football player, Jeremy Shockey. He's played for the Giants, and his name was Shockey, so Giant Shock, and it, I guess, worked out because now that he's gone, that no one really remembers that it was for that football player. It's like Giant Shock, like I'm shocking you or something like that. So what about you, Rise?
Mine came from Marcus Phoenix. I thought it was a little inspirational, you know, Rise like Phoenix coming out from
the
prison system. Yeah, out from the ashes. People either get it and love it, or they think I spelled Phoenix wrong.
Well, it's all in the spelling.
During the heyday of Gears, that was a really popular.
Like, now that it's dying down, I'm getting less messages after games saying, I love your fucking name, man. I used to get that a while. So, what are you playing right now, Pete?
What am I playing? I'm playing a couple things, but I mean, nothing really all that new. I've got four games that I'm working on right now. I'm still in Skyrim. Been there for...
That's an epic one.
Dude. Mm-hmm. I've been playing... I've tried to cut down the past few weeks because it's getting way out of hand. But every time I look at my quest log in that game, there's like 50, 60 more.
Yo, if you were to try to go get everything in that game, how long do you think that would even take you?
Jesus Christ. I don't know because I don't... I know my quests. I know what I have lined up. Mm-hmm. But every time I talk to another NPC, they give me another one. And even if it's like a minor quest, it blows up into a huge quest. And I don't think there is an end to it. I think it keeps going. I was talking to a friend of mine who put it down for a year after he beat it, picked it back up, and he's got like 30 more just from talking to people. I don't think it ends.
Well, I mean, great replay value on that then, right?
Yeah. Also, I'm doing a little Lego Lord of the Rings. That's just super fun if you haven't played the Lego games.
They all are great adaptations of the movies, and they have so many different playable characters.
So much fun. And there's like 50... some odd unlockable characters.
Yeah.
You could actually just roll around as Gollum and fight Gollum.
You could be the same character the whole time if you want?
Yeah, you could switch. You have to beat the missions in order.
Once you acquire the character,
yeah, then you go back and you can choose whoever you want.
Nice.
To fix my fighting game kind of itch, I've been playing a little bit of Marvel Capcom 3. I'm terrible at it. But
now, there are two variations of that. Did you get
the original variation?
That's the one I got. I'm not shelling out another $60.
I'm not exactly to play as Hawkeye. I don't need it.
And they're not downloadable content either. That's the first time I've ever seen a game company do that.
I thought they could be
downloadable. Some of them were, but then some of them only came with a brand new CD copy of it.
Nah.
Yeah.
So it's just a different costume?
Fucking Capcom,
No.
Man.
So I think like two characters.
Oh, you have to actually buy the
you have
game.
To buy the game
this
over
is the
again.
same bullshit they pulled on me with Street Fighter 4, mm-hmm. where you could play regular Street Fighter 4, or you could get the one with three new characters.
Didn't
I think it was two.
Didn't Arkham Asylum do that same thing with Xbox, where they released like the 3D one, and you got like the Joker in that because that was originally on PS3. You can play as a Joker in the fightable modes.
Yeah, but I think it's less egregious because. Yeah. In that one, you're just playing like a level as the Joker. It's a one of those arena levels.
Yeah, the fighting levels. Games can really put you at a disadvantage not having the other two players. I mean, like, that's a big deal, having the players. Not having the challenging board, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. It actually factors into the gameplay.
Yeah.
I want to make a team Resident Evil, yet I can't pick the Nemesis, or I can't pick Jill because I don't have the bonus disc. I can only pick Chris or Wesker, you know?
That's obnoxious.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's sticky.
Was it, this week, I've been playing a lot of COD Black Ops 2 Zombies, but we're going to get to that a little bit later. I'm not going to mention too much about that. But in honor of the Super Bowl, I've been playing a little bit of Madden. I've been dusted off Madden a little bit. played it. It's a it's a pretty sweet game, man. You got like a ton of new tackles in it, and I mean, I can still play as my Giants. The Giants are still relevant in that game, so so it's not too shabby. For the Super Bowl week. After that, I think I'm gonna bring it back to what's that game about? GameStop. GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
Return that in.
It's still the staple of football games.
It's only one. There's not another one you can buy.
Right.
So it's so facto the staple of football games.
I don't play sports games. Do they change year to year, or is it just roster?
It's more or less like over a period of years that it changes like drastically. Like if you go back 5 years ago, game's totally different. Last year, not so much. Like the thing is, if you're a sports fan, you want like the new rookies that came out and what they're rated as because they're they're really good. Like now, Colin Kaepernick would be really good.
Yeah,
in last year's game, he's not even in it.
That sounds worth $60.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are play that online religiously, and that's the game they play all year. And it's a huge community of gamers. They have like millions of people playing that every year. So, I mean, there's something to it.
I guess.
Yeah, I could see that. For me, I'm still playing Hitman. It opened up. It's a lot better now.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, last week I hated on it a little bit. I said that it was a little linear. And that was really only because I played the first board, and they were just... It was basically like a tutorial almost.
So you did the intro level.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
You know it's going to only go up from there, right?
Right. But, I mean, they gave me a little bit of freedom in the intro level, which led me to believe that I was... That they weren't holding my hand through the first board, but they totally were.
Right.
Like, after that, there's so much replay value in this game now because you can kill each person probably five different ways aboard.
Yeah, I played the old ones. The old ones were a lot of fun. I'm going to pick up this latest one. I just haven't got to it yet.
Last week, you sounded like you were the Mac in that game. Well,
All right. Let me explain this. Each board, you get a certain amount of experience points for the way you kill the person, and that is... ranked online. So right now, first off, I'd like to say, for the record, I am killing Lou from the other podcast, killing him in points.
Praying won't help.
His name is Praying Won't Help Online. Mm-hmm. We're buddies. I am wrecking him in points. I love when games do this. The last game I saw do this was a game called Bulletstorm.
I remember that.
Yeah. I was actually ranked number 4 in the world for that video game.
It's only because 4 people were playing it.
Right, not a lot of players.
You were in last
that.
Place, bro.
That game came and went.
No, there was like 20,000 people, and out of 20,000 people, I was ranked 4. Not to toot my own horn.
It sounds like an epic failure, 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Toot, motherfuckers. I was 4th place. But I love it when they do this because it makes me want to play over and over again, and it keeps your stats on now you're 5th in the world on that particular mission. It makes you feel like you're actually trying to perfect being a hitman.
There is no multiplayer. This is you're just talking about going through the game and they keep your score and put
on. Yeah, they rank your one player, your single player.
That's a multiplayer I could get behind.
Yeah, you'd be nasty at that.
It's
yeah.
nice. It's nice.
I would be the worst at that. My overall scores in those games aren't very good because I don't do like all the things
you're
that
running
I tell you to
gun.
Do.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get down to it. Let's get to the news.
Wait, my bad.
Where's the news at?
I gave you a little extra Huey because...
I need a little Huey.
My bad. Hey, man, Kevin Smith does it all the time, man. My bad.
So, in anticipation for the new... Batman Arkham Asylum game, WB Studios, which they did last time, registered a plethora of domain names, presumably in an attempt to throw the Joker off the trail.
Do you know what a plethora is?
Yeah. I'll look it up later.
Three Amigos reference. Those who got it.
I guess I got to see that movie.
Yeah, I've seen it, but it was a long time ago.
I love them. Anyway, keep going.
Anyway.
Arkham.
I got a couple of the domain names here. I'd like to read them off and see what you guys think. Which one do you think it is? And maybe which one you hope it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We got ArkhamUniverse.com.
ArkhamUniverse.
That's the last time I'm going to say .com, by the way.
You don't need to. ArkhamUniverse. Right.
Batman Arkham Universe.
Same thing.
Batman Arkham Rises.
It's better.
Well.
Is Batman Rise or Arkham?
Arkham Rises. I guess that's... In reference to the last movie?
I don't know. I think that one's fake. I think that's going to be a tackle.
That one's a confusing one.
Batman Arkham Legends.
That could be interesting.
That's better.
Actually, that could be real interesting. If
It could be. It could be nice
if it's you going to past Batman stories.
Batman Arkham Legend. That's only one guy. I mean,
I like Less, the, well, yeah. Obviously Legends is better than the Legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably Legends, but they just registered both in case you dropped the S.
Yeah, Batman Arkham Begins.
Arkham Begins.
I could get behind that.
What, we're gonna get like,
too, you could get the Joker back in there. You do a backstory.
I could get behind that.
Is Batman just going to be like building all the secret ways to get out of it in the place or something like that?
He's
like,
just going
to
sneak on it as a mason and like build that shit.
He's brick by brick, and then, you know, like leave no locks on any of the doors because they could just get out whenever they want.
Batman Arkham Origins.
Again, that's along the same lines.
Right. Batman Arkham Stories.
Arkham Stories. Nah. That sounds small.
That sounds vanilla.
Yeah, that sounds that
that's
sounds paste
little, like
that sounds a little DLC-ish.
Exactly.
I can't get behind that one. Batman Arkham Knight,
like with a K or like
an
N?
With an N, no K.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would be. Maybe Arkham like explodes and they're all over the streets and shit.
They're just all sleepy. They're going to sleep.
Yeah, maybe you got tuck in the Joker.
They were in all their jammy jams.
You got to find Scarface for the ventriloquist. It's like, I can't go to sleep without him. this is my favorite by far, Dacrumverse.
What the hell is that?
It's Arkham and I guess the D and then A, lowercase, then C, then Crumverse. So it's like DC almost, but they fit it in there somehow. Dacrumverse.
That kind of strikes me of like bringing in other DC heroes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That could be cool.
Which we'll get to.
Well, I like the fact that they're going to bring other DC heroes, but I think the name's total shit.
I don't think so. There's also, by the way, DC Arkham Universe.
Anything with universe in it is dead to me. I don't need that universe in it.
And we got last one, the Arkham Universe.
The Arkham Universe. I don't like that.
Universe. Nah.
The universe thing. I thought. I think it was last year at the Video Game Awards, Mark Hamill or Joker won for best character, and he was holding a script that said Arkham World on it when he was giving his speech. So okay, I thought that was good.
So there may be some validity to this universe.
How Tupac-ish of him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Me against the Arkham World. So what are you guys thinking? What are you guys hoping it is?
Well, as far as the name goes or just the next game?
Well, has anyone read anything about the boards? I searched the boards for comments and little snippets and what everybody thought it was, and there are two different ways that they could go. Anyone else hear anything?
I haven't heard anything solid. I've heard a lot of speculation.
Mm-hmm.
I would like,
but speculation is just that, so I don't subscribe to any of that.
I would like it to be more DC Universe, you know, people involved, like Supermans and Justice League members, stuff like that.
I would love that.
There's a lot of that going around the boards.
Because I mean,
other people's villains in there.
Yeah.
Would be cool.
After City and Asylum, I mean, they haven't really left out of 20 Batman people, right? There's not like really anyone they left out of those.
I mean,
two
he
games.
Didn't fight some like the Ventriloquist and Calendar Man. Was
whatever.
Already,
those like, are mini quest people, man.
And I'm assuming we can't. You don't want to spoiler all that much.
No, but I'm just pointing
so
out bitches.
Well, to
point.
Say that there were a couple character deaths in the last one. Not saying who.
Mm-hmm.
But that could throw a wrench into it, into the next game. So you got to bring in some outside material. That might.
You know what my favorite theory online, and it seems like it's a little more solid than a theory. With all this Begins and Origin shit, let me just tell you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that it is an origin, like Batman Begins, and that it's going to be Silver Age Batman.
Wow, that's ballsy.
I would love it.
Nah, I don't know. In the blue and gray, Cal?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't mention his costume.
Is that like the Adam West Batman?
No, not campy Batman. Silver Age.
Silver Age is the 70s.
Old school. Oh, right. Like, you know, Superman will show up with that gay little comb over or whatever he is. Like, it's going to be
Spit
like...
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right now, as it was, he's got too much shit on his belt to begin with.
Oh, he's like, got just enough stuff, man.
No way. He's got like cure. A wagon he's got to carry around.
He's got a thing
crap.
For every occasion.
Right, but what I'm saying
anti-Ferris
is...
Anti-Ferris wheel spray. Like.
If they go on with the story, they're either going to have to add some shit for him, or people are going to cry about how it's not a new game, or they're going to have to take away shit, and people are going to be like, what happened to all that old
well,
stuff?
You can never make everyone happy.
Yeah, you're not going to win that fight, especially...
They would with the Silver Age, man. I would be psyched up for Silver
I don't think I'm that into it. I like the other one that you said, like Arkham Stories, or what... I forget exactly what it was.
That was my least favorite.
But I like the idea of maybe going back into past classic Batman stories and playing them. going back into the killing joke.
I would like it, but I think that would lend it to a more linear gameplay. I like the open world. I can go anywhere.
Well, you can gang them up.
Mm-hmm.
What about a...
That's what they did in Arkham City. You could jump from storyline to storyline. 1 minute you're hunting Zaz, the next minute you're after Deadshot.
Well, they would have to make a giant world at this point.
They can. They absolutely can. Every game gets bigger.
You could maybe make it like after they caught everybody from the last game, they eventually catch maybe Batman and they throw him in as Bruce Wayne into the Arkham Asylum.
That was Arkham City.
That was like Arkham City. Remember?
That's the beginning of Arkham City.
Yeah, but he was
Batman in like 5 seconds, though.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying like play like most of the game as Bruce Wayne in.
Do they
in
know
Arkham.
That sounds, it's Bruce Wayne?
I don't like the.
Yeah.
In my head.
That was the boring part of Arkham City.
In
because
my
you
can
control
head,
anything, though.
I see.
What do you see?
In my head, I see a brand new, sparkling Arkham Asylum, and Bruce Wayne does get, Batman himself gets thrown in as an inmate, which we've all seen the scary old mental ward. Even Arkham Asylum was a scary old mental ward. By the way, Arkham Asylum being one of my top three favorite games of all time. I'm not hating on it.
And isn't the beauty of it, though, that it's kind of survival horror-ish and that the Asylum is pretty fucking scary?
Yeah, you know, at this point, I can't even see them involving the Asylum, like, when I really think about it, because you can't put him back in it, right?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what I want to see. If we were going linear right off the heels of Arkham City, and I'm going to try not to spoil or anything, but there's allusions to the Scarecrow coming back. There's allusions to Harley Quinn being pregnant.
There was an allusion to Harley Quinn being pregnant, right?
Yeah. In her room, you find her old costume and a pregnancy test that says positive.
What about this? What about they bring old Batman, like from Batman Returns storyline, like 50-year-old Batman?
From Dark Knight Returns?
Yeah, because right now he's not going to show up and kick a 1-year-old's ass.
In Arkham City, I did download the skin that you could play as that Batman.
But what if they do that story?
You could do him, Adam West Batman, animated series Batman, Batman Beyond.
The Adam West Batman is funny to me, but he would be getting eaten alive in that video game.
My only regret was it didn't say pow when you hit someone.
I would love that.
Zing.
But
dork.
That DLC, by the way, came out way too late. I already beat the shit out of that game.
I know. I bought it on a whim.
Ugh.
Along with, while we're on it, Harley Quinn's Revenge. Biggest waste of money ever.
See, I played
the DLC
it
for that.
I liked it just for the story. Just
there was
for the extension of
the
awesome
story.
Harley
Quinn's mad. You go after her. You take her down. There was nothing there.
But you got to be Robin.
You got to be Nightwing, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the coolest part of it, right?
But that I already had part. Nightwing. I had already previously paid to play as Nightwing.
But only in the challenges, not in the actual. You could actually run around the world with him.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, and that part with Gordon.
If I could play as him, I could play as him. I don't really care about running around the world with Nightwing.
I like Storm and Gordon, by the way. Like, whenever he runs in and handles his business. Like, he was just sitting outside Gotham in the Arkham City going, well, Batman's been in there for like 3 days. And it's like, why the fuck didn't you go in and get him?
I always say Gordon is so underutilized in everything. I would like to see more Gordon.
Except for the animated movies, he's never in anything.
The animated one, well, the Nolan trilogy.
What about Arkham Gordon Rises?
I would play Gordon Rises. You get Bryan Cranston to voice him like he did in year one.
It's like something happens and you got to run balls out for the roof of the Gotham City Police Department.
I would try
to call Batman.
No.
It's a minigame.
You're just like, get the fuck out of my way.
I would play a whole game as Gordon, as young Gordon, when he was like whipping ass and stuff. And like you got to actually try to catch Batman and you got to try to take down all the super criminals and
stuff.
You're
saying a year one game.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I'd play it.
I don't know if that's happening.
That would be fun. It's definitely not on the table.
Yeah, kick that guy's ass in the woods.
Yeah.
But it would be fun. Maybe that's a whole game, but like as a DLC, like play that storyline out.
Do we have any idea when this is going to come out?
No.
But the other one came out about 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it'd probably be like another year or two at least before the next one comes out.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come out with some DLC to keep us satisfied, although Max Barracuda is right. It was a little lackluster.
It was horribly lackluster. For the price that they asked of you.
It was like $8, right?
Yeah. And it gave you maybe a half hour play.
Well, I mean, as far as that goes, you're big Batman fans. If they throw out another DLC, you guys are probably going to buy it.
I think I'm going to be a little more careful in the next one. I'm going to read some reviews first. I'm not jumping right in. I got burned real bad.
I mean, like, everybody knows I love these games, and I relish getting 1,000 points.
Did you get 1,000 points in Silent?
All of them, yeah.
Yeah? Because the challenges where it's just strict fighting, it's hard.
It is such a zen moment when you get the challenge to involve every single move in one free flow combo.
That's a tough one. That took me forever.
Yeah.
You did the every move he does?
You just, yeah, in one free flow combo, you got to get just be in the zone.
Yeah. Hit the cape, throw the batarang.
I'll say this. I'll
blow
say
up it. The gel. Perform a reversal move.
Get a Batusi going.
Flip
throw
over a
cupcake
a guy's
in
head.
Some guy's face.
Do you do like the Riddler stuff? All that?
I did all of it, yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite part.
The Riddler?
Yeah.
I keep watching my friends list. You did beat the Riddler shit before I did. That was the last thing I beat.
Yeah, I had a blast with that. Mm-hmm. And then they actually let you catch the Riddler in this one, which was nice.
Yeah, you didn't just have to listen.
That added a lot to the game, though, all the, like, the Riddler challenges.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
Once you beat the game, you could spend hours just trying to figure out all that shit.
Which is what I did.
Finding the trophies sucked.
I didn't mind it.
Right.
Because you could tag them as you go.
Yeah, I never tagged. You tagged them the whole time?
Every time. It's one button. You just hold down the right bumper and it would flash.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, dude,
it would mark it on your map.
I'm all about that kind of shit, man. Me and Assassin's Creed, man, I find all that shit. I buy all the treasure maps.
Yeah, but he's talking about tagging it and then going back to it way after.
Yeah, because you can't, it's like Metroid. You can't get into some without the right gadget. And right. If you don't have the gadget yet, you don't want to have to remember where it is, so you just tag it, go back to it on the map when you have the right thing.
Well, there's like Assassin's Creed, when you buy those little maps, you can't get in everywhere. You got to come back to it eventually.
No, you can get in everywhere.
Please stop licking your chops in the mic. It's fucking throwing.
I mean, Assassin's Creed was good, but I mean, like, relax.
It's making them salivate.
Mm. No, but you can't get into everywhere. They don't allow you in certain parts until you actually get to that part of the story.
Only when you're on a mission. If you're not on a mission, you can go wherever the hell you want.
No, some places are closed off until you get to that part of the story.
You were wrong, like Gears of War 2 wrong.
I forgot to put that on, but I'll go back and show you mausoleums in that first game.
Anyway.
On to a bunch of DLC they came out with this week. Of course, I'm going to have to mention Call of Duty, which...
Meh.
What do you think, Brian?
Well,
Giant Shock.
I had a blast with Die Rise, man. Die Rise is the funnest zombie board I played so far. It's basically two destroyed buildings, and there's no, like, the other levels are more open where you have to, like, basically run around and get the zombies all behind you and stuff. This is, like, so much different than that, where you have to run for your life the whole time, jumping from building to building, going down elevator shafts, waiting for elevators to come up and down so you can go on them. Every ability's in the game. There's a thing you can build now that's a catapult. So you can put the catapult down in certain areas and catapult your ass back and forth in between the buildings. And,
is there anywhere on the map that you can only catapult to with the catapult?
Yes.
That you can, nice.
There's a...
I love that shit.
But I found... I'm going to actually... You know, I might as well leave that later for the gamer tips. But you can catapult the zombies with the catapult, right? They fucking... They walk on them and they get zipped across the board.
Is it hilarious? It sounds hilarious.
Yeah, they go up there, they're waving their arms, and then their asses just get launched, like, in, you know, across the board.
That's cool. I like that.
Nice.
The levels from the multiplayer were extremely fun, too. They have a skate park, which is kind of cool because usually in...
Grind, right?
Well, yeah, it's like, like
yeah, that's the name, Grind.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, this is the skate park, Grind. It's kind of cool because you do some more like just straight line, like straight walls and stuff like that, and these walls are curved, so you can get shot being behind a wall because it's curved. So you gotta like really know, you know, where you are on the board.
Oh yeah, dude, that's my thing. Multiplayer. I played the hell out of these multiplayer boards. As you know, I tried joining zombies with you. Zombies just ain't my thing, bro.
Well, multiplayer ain't my thing. I fell more times in that fucking skate park than Tony Hawk, bro. Like, I was going down.
The skate park was fun. The skate park's brand new. It's like bright and vibrant, and there's nowhere to hide.
The colors are really cool because they're all like oranges and blues, and like it's just like a very colorful board.
Yeah. My suggestion: assault rifle. Everyone's running around all banana wacky with the SMGs.
Banana wacky.
Have no idea what's going on. And some of us old cigar chompers, as I like to call us, are old school gamers. sit back with the assault rifles. And, I mean, these curves are very wide curves. So when they're running at you, they don't have the range with the SMGs. I mean, when everybody's going into the shitstorm shark show and they're all running at each other with SMGs, they work. But if you bring an assault rifle to the party, you're going to have a good time. You can just sit back and clip them off as they take that gradual turn.
I like that board. There's a board that's in a ski resort.
Downhill.
That board is fun, man. I like any board with snow on it. I just like that environment. It's just cool to me.
That's the medium-sized board that they threw out there. Grind being the small, a very small board.
Grind small.
But, yeah, downhill's the medium one. The only thing that I have beef with is the gondolas throwing an instant death on you. I mean, like, that thing's coming at you like a 1 mile an hour, if that.
I mean, you can't ride that shit.
But why can't it push you a little bit?
Like, I mean, could you just be a sitting duck up there?
You can run into the side of it and die. I mean,
once you do that one time, I mean, it's over. Wait, I mean, those, like, well, I'll go back to the zombies real quick. You can die by those little fucking catapults, man. My friend, G-Man 2000, he decided to stop the zombies from getting at him. He put down two catapults where you could jump to a building, right? So it'd flip them back out. And I'm in the heat, right? I'm like running away from these zombies. I'm shooting them all up, and I run only to see that there's like a fucking wall of catapults waiting to shoot me right back to the zombies and murk me, man. So like,
he probably did that on purpose. I would.
It was funny.
As a guy who doesn't play this like multiplayer on Call of Duty, you got to understand how ridiculous this all sounds. The fucking gondolas
totally
and the catapults,
game,
man.
Call of Duty. Anyway, with the downhill also, my suggestion is sniper rifles, because if you do like to snipe, there's not a lot of boards in Call of Duty
once you get to the top, you can snipe.
Style. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, you can. Top, I mean, everybody knows I'm an objective player. I like going for flags. So I don't get a lot of sniper rifle time, but I felt it necessary to drop the flag for a second, grab the sniper rifle, and drop fat nuky nukes all over the place.
The sniper sniping's fun in that game. I'm a fan of sniping in that game. Like the other games, like Halo and Gears of War, not that fond of sniping. Especially Gears of War, because they took away the 2-shot down thing. It's 3 shots.
And Gears, it's too hard to
snipe their head.
I'm not saying I can't. Again, I can drop fat nukes in Gears.
But it's unfair. You're this jacked out character, and why do you get this beanie little fucking peapod head? What the fuck? They're fucking jacked up to shit.
That's steroids for you.
And then my favorite level in the new DLC was the level in was it China, where it was like a hotel that was covered in sand.
Oh, in the sandstorm.
Sandstorm. That was the best level, I thought. It's super big, and you can go into top of the building because of the way the sandstorm works.
It's called Mirage.
Yeah. The way the level works is like a sandstorm happens to, like, I guess, like a hotel, like a building, and then you can go into the top of the building and go down, and it's just pretty. It's a different kind of board. It's pretty cool.
It's huge. It's actually Call of Duty's biggest board now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, Black Ops 2's biggest board.
I like that the downloadable content is that those four boards they put out are so much different than the stock boards, I feel, that are in the actual game itself. Like, you're constantly in like a train station or like a fucking third world village. Right. And they all kind of look the same, but the boards they put out are totally different, and you know where you're in that board.
I'll say this. This is what downloadable content is about. This is extending the life of the game.
Yeah. I mean, they made you pay for it. It was $50.
No, it wasn't $50.
I mean, the season pass.
Right. I forgot you got chumped into the season pass. It was like $10.
Yeah, but you're not going to not buy the boards.
I bought the boards for $10.
Whatever, man. Like, I bought the season pass.
Right, well, I mean, like, not for nothing, you might have made the good move.
Because you're going to buy
I mean, now that I see the new downloadable content that came out, they're actually bringing this caliber of downloadable content, I almost wish I would have got the...
Well, I got to say,
I was scoffing at it.
Treyarch did a really good job with their downloadable content, and they make you pay for it, but it at least it's worthwhile, like, unlike the Batman one, where it was basically you played it for like half an hour to an hour, and then it was just done with, and you were paying.
All I can say is thank God I didn't pay for the season pass in Batman.
Well, yeah, right? They would have. I mean, they would have got sued over that. Like, if you would have paid like $50 for that, and then that's all they gave you.
Oh, definitely. And the last board being Hydro. It's another small one.
The dam, right?
Yeah, hydroelectric dam.
I didn't play that one too much.
Well, it actually, Let me just say the downloadable content came with a new gun. It's the Peacekeeper. It's an SMG. It's a very difficult gun to work because it's got a slower rate of fire than most SMGs with a higher stopping power, but it's got a lower stopping power than most of the assault rifles with a higher rate of fire. So it's right in the middle. It's really garbage in close, and it's not great long range. But it's a mid-game monster, a mid-range monster, and I suggest that you pull off the plastic of your gun and break that out for hydro, because there's a lot of mid-range fighting going on in there.
Yeah, anything in mid-range you want an assault rifle.
No, but this is an SMG with a lot of stopping power. Oh, shit. So
The last thing as far as DLC was, there was a new mode in Zombies where it was basically like tag, where one guy's... a actual guy with guns, and then everyone else is a zombie trying to tag him. And if you tag him, you become the guy, and whoever has the most zombie kills at the end wins. It's pretty fun, man. Like,
is there anything like Left 4 Dead?
None. I mean, it's.
I love that multiplayer.
Well, that was that's all it was, though. Like, there you could. I mean, you weren't gonna play that game by yourself. You would die instantaneously.
No, well, of course not. But I mean,
I tried it.
I did try it.
It didn't end well.
No, it's.
But I mean, is it anything like Left 4 Dead where you start as a zombie? Those zombies are pretty unique.
You start. Everyone starts as a zombie, and then there's like a thing in the it's somewhere in the board where it's random, and whoever gets that first is the person who's an actual guy.
Oh, okay, I see.
And then it's funny. Every time you kill a zombie, your weapon changes. So you start off with a Magnum. And then you work your way to like MP5, and then eventually, you know, if you go into a real good run, you start getting the super guns like RPD and the
Oh, it goes up every kill you get?
Every time you kill a zombie, you get a different weapon.
Now, do you get to pick your range of weapons, or does it just assume which one you would like better?
No, it's just a defaulted. You first is the Magnum, then it's
like a sticks and stone match. Does it go along the lines of
just
that?
Like, well, instead of sticks and stones, is just knives and. Right?
Isn't that... Oh, I'm sorry. Gun game.
Yeah. It's where it's no matter what, you start off with the pistol, and then you get like the three burst pistol, and then like it's just like that. As far as you
is it verbatim the gun game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except your zombie tag with it involved with it. It's pretty fun.
It sounds fun.
And it's at the diner in the diner part of what's that Transit? And
just the one board.
Yeah, just the one board. It's kind of weird with how the zombies things works because. You can't play every game mode in every board. It's just some boards have certain game modes.
Yeah, but at least other zombies have different boards.
I mean, what do you mean?
At least other modes have different boards. If you got to play the same board over and over again.
Not really. Grief is in only the first three boards, and then that's it. That's the only mode that goes on to, you know, other things. But more or less,
I don't know shit about zombies.
Yeah, more or less, the DLC was worth it on Call of Duty, and that's all I'll say about that.
It definitely was. Mm-hmm. On to more downloadable content.
Oh, we're done with Gear Call of Duty already?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only been a half an hour.
That went by so... It was just like playing real Call of Duty for me, where it's so riveting.
Well, you know, it's not a very popular game, so we figured we wouldn't do that much on it.
I mean, it only has a couple million users.
I'm saying is I'm personally way over it. I didn't even buy the last one.
Oh, you know what? To answer actually a viewer mail, I'm glad that that you elongated this with your hate, Max, because to answer Short and Stubby from what I said last week, that's the username, by the way, Short and Stubby.
What a shitty name.
You get some weird ones. Let's not hate on the first email we got. All right?
All right.
Fuck you, Short and Stubby.
Last week, I said that I would love to see an older Call of Duty map.
Mm-hmm.
Brought into modern times, like it's all decrepit and stuff.
Like a World War II one?
Yeah.
Silo.
Call of Duty 2, right. A specific one, Call of Duty 2.
Right,
brought
the
in
modern now, warfare
which
style.
Would be great. I love it when people do that stuff, but he brought up a good point that Call of Duty franchise has been through so many publishers, it probably has just stopped like that.
Call of Duty 2 is an Infinity Ward, so that would be Modern Warfare could do it, not Black Ops.
Right.
Black Ops Treyarch.
Treyarch, right.
Yeah.
Right, but that was the developer. The publisher has always been... He said developers, by the way, but the publisher has always been Activision. Everybody.
I had no idea. I thought the people who made the game were either in Treyarch or Infinity
it's
War.
Developers. The developers have been Activision,
kind of
Treyarch,
like hired by Activision.
Infinity War. Oh, I got Activision you. Is the like, one that publishes the game.
Treyarch made the game, but it's brought to you by Activision.
Yeah, kind of like Stephanie. They pay for kind of like Stephanie Myers wrote Twilight, but the devil produced it. You know what I'm saying? He was the one who made it happen.
All right.
So I looked it up and saw ones that were actually produced and developed by the same companies, Treyarch. And Call of Duty 3, we could see some Call of Duty 3. They were made by the same two studios in today's Modern Warfare. I don't know if they do it, and quite honestly, I don't know if I'd recognize any Call of Duty 3 boards.
Call of Duty 3 was one of the most interesting games that just didn't catch it, like what it should have been. Like, you could have had, 18 on 18 vehicles and like all these different abilities.
Vehicles are so cool. That bike, man, with the sidecar.
That was fun with Capture Flag, but it was impossible because it was literally like a real war where no one's going to go to one side of the board and return a flag because it's a fucking legit war. Like, it was like 18 on 18, man.
I think it was too ambitious for the technology at the time.
It wasn't that great. I remember it was because we loved Call of Duty 2, and then that game came out, and it was just so different, and it wasn't that great.
Well, back in the day, we all said, oh, it's a Treyarch? Crap.
Yeah.
Infinity Ward, okay.
Well, realistically, I wouldn't even bought the new Call of Duty if it wasn't for the zombies. The zombies really got me back into the Black Call of Duty franchise because I just love that game mode so much. It was so fun.
It was a smart move. Honestly, I like the Modern Warfare more than the Black Ops. I think that's pretty much around the board. Most people do.
Multiplayer is much better than Black Ops.
Right.
But, Black Ops got the zombies, man.
It's good enough where I buy it still. Yeah. It's good enough where I buy it and I enjoy it. And this was really good downloadable content. I'll say that.
Yeah, usually don't get guys to download content this savory.
Is that enough for you, Max? Do you want to
keep going. Keep going.
I was just asking.
Well, I mean.
Please proceed.
You know what? Well, we'll go to a different first-person shooter, maybe.
Yeah? You want to go to Crysis?
Crysis 3.
Ooh. No.
All right, this one I looked at.
Mm.
This one looks good.
Mm, it looks so good.
It looks very delicious. Yeah. I want to get my paws on it.
The whole decrepit, overgrown New York City setting is awesome looking. And I haven't played any other Crysis games, so this was kind of eye-opening.
I had no idea that he does a power slide. Like, it's just insane.
See, I have always been a Crysis player.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know, if you Crysis 3 right now, Crysis 1 was on the computer only because it was the only thing that could run it at the time was a very, very high-end computer. Crysis 2 came out for Xbox 360, and the multiplayer was great. And yet another game where I'm just sitting there in the lobby by myself, hanging out by myself. Nobody's playing it with
me. That'll kill a game quicker than anything when there's no one online to play with you.
They actually had a couple flaws in that. And one of the flaws being that a couple players got doomed to random resets of stats where you get up to level 50 and all of a sudden you sign on and you are level 1 and you are not going back to 50.
I have a terrible story about getting reset. Back, I think it was MLB 2K, let's say 7, right? I'm playing it and I'm playing online and I got really into it and I was at one point ranked 90 something or 80 something in
the
world.
Which is not 4, by the way. I was 4 in Bulletstone.
All right, but this is baseball and, you know, it's hard. Anyway, I'm playing, right? And then out of nowhere, it reset the rankings to 0, and I was way back.
Like, too many cheaters? Everyone was ranked to 0 or just you?
It just re-ranked it. At the end of the month, they reset the rankings, and I was like, I'm over with it. I'm over because I played so many games. I was something like 70-something and 12 or some shit, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I just played 90 games of baseball. And baseball is not like a set time, right? It's not like other sports games where you're going to be playing for about half an hour, 45 minutes because there's a time limit. It could be as long as short as the people who swing at the pitches. Ugh. So I mean, I could play an hour game. You can go an extra.
You ever
innings.
Run into someone who's taking a while throwing those pitches?
The smart people do because you could pitch if you pitch balls.
Same then, as regular baseball, you're not going to swing it.
Yeah, like a lot of people won't even play you if you don't pitch in the strike zone. But I'm like,
an automatic W, I would imagine, though, right?
I think it only counts after like the second inning or something like that.
Do the people warn you? They're like, yo, you got to throw in the strike zone?
They'll tell you right in the beginning. It's like, if you're not throwing a strike zone, I'll quit. I'm like, I'm not going to.
Why do they? That's kind of going against baseball.
You know, because a lot of people have this thing where they just
want this to be easy.
Well, they just want the
make this easy on me.
They just want to get.
Or I'm going to call you gay and tell you how many people your mom.
Yeah,
fucked.
But you've been on the internet. That's everybody. Like,
this is why I don't play online though. It's because I'm not going to bow to these people's pissy little rules.
Yeah, but I mean, you weed them out.
No, I destroy these people's pissy little rules on a regular basis. You think I ever gave a sniper rifle in Halo to the guy who goes, "Hey, everybody, I'm really good with the sniper rifle. Let me get it."
I don't. That's funny you mention that because I don't ever use a sniper rifle unless some guy says that. Because mm-hmm. then I'm like, all right, I'm going to get it. I'm going to stink with it.
I have people on my buddy list that are on my buddy list because we hate each other so much. I have somebody from Halo 2 mm-hmm. on regular Xbox that is still on my buddy list because I stole his sniper rifle. Fuck you, Hydro Donut. I know you're listening.
We got a little bit off topic. We were talking about Crysis 3.
Yeah. It's great. It's amazing.
When is that coming out? Do we know?
No. I'm not sure.
It comes out February or March.
I've been playing the beta.
I didn't know if it was just the beta. I believe it's in February.
It's within the next couple weeks. It's coming out, like next 4 to 6 weeks.
You never know, though. With the beta, I mean, if everybody says it sucks, which it does not.
It looked really good, man. I hadn't played the beta, but I watched a lot of YouTube videos on it. That the Predator bow is insane, man. That is like the sweetest.
Yeah. Well, like the green arrow.
That's a new addition. Things that Crysis does that there are things that Crysis does that no other game does. It's basically Halo and Call of Duty combined. It's got the guns like Call of Duty. You're running around and everything. You got an exosuit on, and all of a sudden, you need to jump up somewhere, maybe second level or something. The exosuit has a power level on it, maybe 100%. You need to jump up. You're going to waste a little power from the exosuit. You can make that three-story jump. The exosuit will allow you to, but when you get there, you're going to be depleted, and if somebody's waiting there with their armor full 100%, you're going to have a problem.
Gotcha. That's a cool little added function. Like,
it's cool.
You can do things, but you have to be very careful about
it. There are also perks
it.
That you can do to allow your armor to be harder at any time. There's one that lets you auto-harden. As soon as someone gets one shot on you, it auto-hardens because you can always harden your armor or make yourself invisible. That's always available to you.
Well, I was watching previews of the story mode. And how well does that invisibility work when you're shooting? Because I was seeing this guy shoot at his enemies, and they were just not even close to where he was. They were shooting in a totally different direction because he's invisible. But they were saying something that when you shoot the gun, you're not invisible. Mm-hmm. So how well do you play the other ones? How well does that work when you shoot?
Your perks actually get better the more you use them. It starts on level 1. You can start with a perk for invisibility that level 1 will say you get to go in and out of invisibility faster. Because if you're not using it, it takes a little while to become invisible. It blinks a little bit. You use it and you kill 200 people. While you're invisible, all of a sudden your shadow is gone, which is a giant deal.
I mean, yeah.
Then,
So are you saying when you're running around, your shadow's still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of crazy. So, like, that's
it's
how
creepy.
People... Yeah.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, when somebody's on the pavement, it's very easy to see them. But if you're in the grass, it's hard
no
to see.
No one's really
anyway.
Noticing that too much.
And then the third one, I believe, from what I remember... makes it so that they can't see you shooting your gun even when you're invisible, which is really the one they get.
I mean, that's super.
But you gotta work for it. You gotta work for these perks. It's great.
It seems like the story mode is pretty great because I saw a preview of the first level where you had a hydro dam or something,
mm-hmm.
and he uses his like his abilities so nasty. Like he's got the invisibility, he's got sliding. He has the predator bow.
Looking probably at zombies mode. It's called hunters.
This was like a level. He had to stop something in a dam. Uh-huh. He went down there and he shut the. He shut something in the dam off,
yeah,
and then he escaped. And it looked. I'm not a big Crysis fan. Like I'm not that I hate the game. I never heard of. I never really played it.
Mm-hmm.
But I might go pick the game up just because that trailer looked really cool, man. It looked a lot of fun.
Well, if you put a reserve on it, you can get downloadable content that comes with it. Is Crysis 1.
Really? See, now that's worth it.
I'm not a big fan of DLC, but that's worth it.
Hell yeah,
I'm not even a big fan of pre-ordering, but I'll pre-order the game if I get the first game with it. That's sick.
Yeah, two games in one? Hell yeah.
You do.
That's worth it. What I talk about it is like day one DLC.
Well, you said you were mad about Mass Effect about that, right?
I was pissed off at Mass Effect for that.
I hate that shit, though.
Like, they release the game, and then the same day you have to pay an extra $5 or whatever it was to get another character who's pretty important in the story.
Oh, so I didn't know you had to pay for it. I thought
and
you...
he's on the fucking disc. Like, when you go into the data of the disc, he's there, but you need to pay to unlock him.
Oh, that's the kind of ridiculous, dude.
That's the kind of bullshit I can't stand with DLC.
I didn't even go for that.
You see, and the quality
I
of...
I thought you were talking about, like, the gun skins that came out with Gears, where no. rainbow gun, whatever.
No, not that kind
out.
Of stuff. That's fine. If you want to pay for extra guns, you want to pay for extra maps, whatever. I miss the days. I really, really miss back when... You just worked harder in the game and you would unlock things. Unlockables mm-hmm. were way better than DLC. Mm-hmm. Because now any prick can go on, download all the best shit, never having done anything.
I actually, I'm a...
Remember GoldenEye, dude?
Oh, I worked so
remember
hard.
Remember how hard you worked for everything in that game?
Odd job, man. Beating
Moonraker on 007 mode in the 64 GoldenEye, man, was
Aztec.
One of the hard... Aztec
level.
Was insane, too. Aztec and Moonraker were probably...
I think they were the same ones, right?
They're both two extra levels you got. No, Aztec was a different level.
Aztec was a different one. It's been so long. But yeah, remember how hard you worked to get every gun, to get every character, to get every level, to get every cheat? You had to put in some for real time and effort, become good at the game. Now, if that came out, $20 later, I got everything.
I don't want you to think of...
I lose all interest.
I don't want you to think less of me, but in the new WWE 13 game, I paid 80 points to unlock everything.
80 points just to unlock. See, that takes so much fun out to me. Playing Marvel Capcom 3, when I started it, it was a thrill every time I beat the story mode and I got a new character.
Well, I mean, just quick on Marvel Capcom 3, when I went over Ryze's house and saw him play it, there was almost like half the characters from the second one.
Yeah, because the second one got ridiculous with it.
But still, I mean, it's a fighting game. The more characters, the more the game. Yeah, you don't have to pick them.
In the aforementioned, you know, bonus special edition, they release a ton of other characters in there.
Yeah.
And you can unlock characters as you go. That's what I'm saying. I like having to beat Galactus in that game, and then boom, oh, I get to use Akuma now. You know?
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Like that.
That's hard. That's working for something.
I always
and that's
enjoy
what's wrong
that.
With today's generation.
I always love a fighting game where if you beat the game with that particular character, you get a secondary character.
You get another dude.
Somewhat like him. That happened a lot in Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers, another one.
You got the
I
secondary.
Want those fucking trophies.
I want
I don't
Link.
Know why, but I want them all.
I'm going to beat your ass as Little Kid Link.
Was it? I do like it is kind of an accomplishment, a badge of honor, though, when you do go through the game with a fucking stupid character. Just because you know that you're going to get something with
somebody
that
somebody shows up at your house and they're just like, oh, Mewtwo, huh? So you beat that shit with Jigglypuff.
Exactly.
You're like, yeah, hell yeah.
But nowadays, I'm okay with, say, extra levels. I played a lot of, like, the Fallout 3 DLC packs, you know, that expand the ending and give you an extra hour or so onto it. Or in that game's case, let you live past the ending.
Or the Harley Quinn downloadable content that gave you an extra 7 minutes.
Well, that one, that's how they fooled me, is because I had played some good ones in the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with extra maps. Maps are fine, like you guys were talking about with Call of Duty. But when it's shit that gives you an obvious edge in the game that you haven't earned, pointless.
I don't like that either.
It's absolutely pointless. You're missing the point.
Not that it affects me. I'm a beast. But you run around butt-ass naked with sharpened fingernails.
Well, I mean, as far as me doing that in WWE 13, man... those wrestling games, they make you play more pointless matches than you care to do.
Like 80 points? What is that in dollars?
It's like $1.25. It was worth my time not playing 18 matches.
Oh, 80 points. I'm thinking 800. No, 80 points. That is cheap.
Yeah, dude.
That is ridiculously cheap for that kind of deal.
And, like, I don't need to play, like, 200 matches as, like, fucking some WWE superstar today.
It's a game that you're going to casually be playing. I get it. I get it. That one, fine, you know, if you want to spend the money. But just don't do the day one shit. And don't spoil the game for other people just letting people cut corners.
Mass Effect was kind of dick because that was, like, for people who just want to play the story mode, they kind of jerk them because you're affecting the story, the actual game itself, not the multiplayer or, like, the extras.
Wait, was this character not involved in the storyline if you didn't download him?
You could play it without him. Yeah, you needed to download him in order to
play. But there
was
a story ready to go with him in it.
With him in it, yes. Mission.
Wow. That's jerk, right?
It's like kicking Barrett out of Final
pretty
Fantasy
much,
VII.
Pretty much there's this ancient race that you've been hearing about the whole series called the Protheans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got the DLC, you could find a cryogenically frozen Prothean who joins your team.
And if not, and there was no Protheans at all. You just walked around.
But it gives you all sorts of insight into the universe, and especially if you play the game the way I did, where it was like I'm kind of completionist.
Mm-hmm.
He he was important to the story. He gave you a lot of stuff.
Well, I want that, at least that option to play with that character. I don't want, it's kind of obnoxious that they made you pay for it first day, $5. And it wasn't even like I said 80 points.
And here's the thing. At first I rebelled. I was like, I'm not paying extra money. I bought this game for $60. I'm going to play the game, whatever. And then like 2 weeks in, I'm like, all right, I need Javik. All right. I'll shell out.
Oh, you could just bring him in whenever you want to.
Yeah,
you gotta start
and then
over.
It just brings up that mission in your log.
Does he show up? He's like, hey, guys, I'm back.
No, they start him from scratch. So
I was hiding the back of the ship.
His story gets a little rushed if you do it the way I did it.
Oh, they have to do it real quick because you're already like halfway through the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And they intricated him in, or it was just like
intricated.
That's a word.
Can you define it?
They threw him in there. It's not Scrabble. They threw him in there as if he was there the whole time, or if it's he just showed up to
you,
the party.
Like, let's say I did 30 missions. Mm-hmm. The next one on my log was find the Prothean, and I get the Prothean, and all the stuff that like him integrating into my squad was kind of now all of a sudden just happening. And you could tell it was kind of, if you got him at the beginning
should
of the game,
have happened earlier.
He would have been slowly introduced throughout many missions.
Okay.
Instead it was just like Javik time. Here's 4 hours of Javik centric stuff
like,
now.
Stop. Javik time.
How many of your crew made it from the third to the third game from the second game?
I only lost one guy.
Really? That's fucking tough.
I lost one of my favorites, Morden Solace, the scientist Solarian.
Because I played probably about a third of the way through the first game before I got bored with it, and my crew was going down like crazy because I didn't give a shit what they did.
Well, there's certain nice characters that will die. In game one, you have the choice of, say, letting the girl live or the guy live.
Speaking of bringing people in fucking mid-range, I saw Lou hanging out waiting for the Painted Black podcast outside, so I decided to bring him in true Javik style. Welcome, Lou, or should I say, praying won't help.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Let's
Javik right in there.
Let's just Javik him right in.
We gotta rush his ass. Yo, so what's your gaming tag about?
DLC Lou.
Lot of backstory. Hit it.
My gamer tag?
Where'd it come from?
From being an atheist.
Moving on. DC Universe comes out with some DLC this week. Is it enough to save it? No.
No.
DC Universe, I hated on it last week.
Fucking loved that game when it came out.
I did.
You
I
were like, so look at all the shit you can do.
I was like, I can fly.
I was turned off when I
realized. And then a dude promptly kicked your ass, and you were like, fuck this game.
I was turned off by that game when I realized that I had to make a character, and I wasn't just going to be one of the DC Universe people.
Right.
Because that's the trailer to the game was the whole DC Universe fighting each other.
Well, yeah. The whole game awesome. Right now, for me, is hanging outside, and I did dust it off this week just so that I could give an actual review of the downloadable content, even though I didn't buy the downloadable content, because I dusted it off, there was crazy amounts of downloads, again, and I played it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to waste my $8. It comes with layers now, like you can have a lair instead of hanging out by the police department, which is what you traditionally did with all the other heroes. You can have your own lair.
Just hanging out.
So if you're like a hero, you get like a fortress of solitude or a bat cave.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a bad guy, you get an abandoned card factory. Or,
mm-hmm. or a whoopee cushion.
Or a whoopee cushion factory.
I mean, if you're the Joker, you get
or
that,
a toy
right?
factory.
Right. Well, you can bring stuff from your missions, which is kind of cool. I've seen people flying all over the universe holding giant like bumper cars and shit. Like, I assume they're bringing them back.
Decorating their place.
Yeah, I guess. They're not going to have anything cool like a giant penny or anything like that.
Or a big T-Rex.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They're saying that from your lair, though, you can start building your own Batman Brother Eye or something. You can really upgrade it to that. You can even get a sidekick, they're saying, eventually.
So it's like The Sims, basically, at this point. It's like DC Sims.
Yeah, right? You're just designing your...
You gotta eat, too?
Your hacienda at that point. Yeah. Hold on, I gotta poop before we go anywhere. It's a great concept. It's fun flying around in DC Universe. It's not there. It's not... I mean, like...
It doesn't look like...
That game seems to just got lost in the shuffle.
The city's huge, but who gives a crap? I mean,
it's
like...
It's one
a
city.
Lot of, Right. No, no, there's a couple. There's Metropolis. There's
Metropolis, Gotham.
And there's
Coast City.
You get calls from the Justice League to show up. No, nowhere else. But you get calls to show up at the moon or something to fight.
This is a comic book question. Metropolis and Gotham City, like, what cities are
Gotham
they?
Gotham City's in New York City's spot. It's halfway in New Jersey, and Metropolis is somewhere in the Midwest.
Like Chicago or something like that?
Yeah, it's sister cities with, what is it, Painted Black Crow?
I don't know.
What are you asking now?
What's a... It's
like,
a
what
Midwest?
Cities are they supposed to actually represent? Because Marvel just said we were in New York.
Gotham is
both
pretty much
Gotham
New York.
And Metropolis are, initially, they were conceived as various parts of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Metropolis was nice in futuristic New York. Gotham was...
But Metropolis now is in the Midwest.
For the game's purposes, probably. But whenever you watch one of these movies, it's always like
by the water.
On the map, right there. And there's Long Island attached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's clearly New York City.
And what's the sister city that the Flash...
Flash is...
rules over with an iron fist.
I'm blanking. Mm-hmm. I want to say like Coast City, but that might be Green Lantern.
I don't remember. Anyway, back to video games. DC Universe, too little too late.
Yeah, that game came out years ago, didn't it?
It's an old one, right? I remember that before your daughter was born.
Right.
We were playing that.
And she's two now. It was 2 years ago.
It was like almost 3 years ago because I came out around this time, like January, February.
No, it was like 2 years ago because I was playing it just as she was around.
You must have played that game all year long because
I mean, I played it. I got up to the highest level. The most fun I ever had was sitting around with my brother Full Metal Phoenix and trolling the bad guy's hideout with our top-level characters. Just running back and forth, murking some level 5 newbies. And
how tough of you.
What?
How tough of you.
I know. Well, what we eventually did was got so
you
bored
guys, like,
the
they're the bad video guys, but kind of like the bad guys.
Yeah, the video game equivalent of just straight bullying.
That's basically what we did.
You guys go to the beach and kick sand in their face and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got very bored with the game, so we made a faction called the Fancy Gents and just came in tuxedos and beat people up. It was enough to sustain me for the time, but not enough to pull me back, DC.
The Fancy Gents.
Lou, you just came in to be able to throw down on our community issue, which I'm sure you'll love, which is violence video games. I was going to talk about the different pools of video games this week. I know I said that last week. But
different pools?
Yeah, how Call of Duty is a bit more aggressive community-wise than, let's say, Halo. Even though Halo can be aggressive now, there's
but
very rarely you're going to find a pool.
I think there is a reason for that, and that's just, A, who's playing it, and B, how accessible is it to non-gamers. Call of Duty is universal. You don't have to be a gamer to necessarily play it. So you're going to get some bobos who are just like jackasses yelling at you, calling you a fag the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than little kids. I hate little kids.
Little kids are the worst and should not be allowed on any kind of multiplayer or anything. But I think if you're playing a game that's a little bit more gamer niche, that people are going to be more helpful to each other and they're going to be more respectful because they're all part of a team.
You don't get a lot of hate within the team. You might get hate on the other team, but you got to work as a squad in Gears of War.
I'll tell you right now.
I've found some of the best experiences I've had online have been Gears.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, the most hateful game on the planet is FIFA. It's full of little kids. It's full of hackers. It's full of people that blast their radio into the mic. It's full of... It's full of fucking people trying to pad their stats, and so they won't pass you in soccer. Like, I don't know if you know about that game at all. It's
nothing.
A fucking big problem. It's them trying to do stupid, like, Pele moves while they get the ball taken away from them, and you get scored on. And that's, like, a whole team thing. And then
they get individual stats for being the person
they made it where my player goes up with whatever you do, so people don't pass anymore.
Can I pass to my own player?
No.
Oh, okay.
But,
should we stay on this violence thing before we go down another?
Well, you're just saying the gamer.
I totally don't care about FIFA.
No, but I'm just saying the gamer.
Well, I don't
people.
Care about soccer. I don't
I'm not,
care about FIFA.
Well, I'm just talking about.
I don't care about people who play soccer or play FIFA.
I don't care
about what FIFA means, what it stands for, or who plays it whatsoever.
I'll be into it if they include the soccer firms that beat each other up like crazy outside.
Oh,
the stadium.
If you have like hooligan mode?
Yes.
It's like plays like zombie mode, only you're the player and you got to get out of the stadium without getting your knees
broken
by a tire iron.
I was just saying that game particular has the worst groups that play it. Like, they're just haters.
I'm gonna have to watch you right after the podcast. We're gonna have to pop it in. I'm gonna watch it,
dude. And then especially because it's a world game, no one speaks the same language as you almost. Like it's mad Spanish people, like Portuguese, French.
Where soccer matters.
Well, as much as on this podcast, I promote gamer unity, and I really do. I really think that that we should all just like
get along.
Just get along. No, but I mean, like, it doesn't help your team if you're whining for things and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody here knows that I'm capable of going the other way.
Yeah. What do you get?
No. Not at all. But I'm capable of throwing out a little hate. Oh. Maybe a little hate.
You're the king of that. What are you talking about? You're every once in a while.
We've all been on the receiving end of your hate.
you're the fucking crown prince of hate.
I will.
Not your team.
I may not let the you may beat me, but you're gonna wish you didn't play me. I'll say that.
Like you don't hate on your team, but you'll hate part of the on problem. The other team like crazy.
No. Only if they hate on me first. I'll make them turn off their game and feel bad. They'll be thinking about it next week. Some of the comments.
So don't cross Rise.
Do not cross.
Play nice with Rise, or he's gonna make your life a little difficult.
That's true. I'll make you think about the comments later. Anyway, community issues. The only reason that I trumped the one that I was going to say is because this week, Congress came out and said that they are going to launch money, just throw money at it, of course, checking out what makes kids so violent, and $10 million, which is not a lot of money, Congress-wise, is going towards violent video games.
And you know what they're going to find? They're going to find that, yes, games are violent.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily make people violent.
Segment over.
If you're gonna shoot somebody, you're gonna shoot somebody no matter what.
If anything, it's probably the fact that people don't make enough wages to have one of the parents stay home and raise the child, and basically a lot of kids.
Let me ask you guys this, Max, what was the first violent video game you remember playing that you were like, "Wow, this is violent"?
The first time I actually really said, "Wow, this is,"
realized that this might not be cool in real life.
Probably the first one that was violence to the point of excess has to be Mortal Kombat.
No, not excess, just where you said...
Exactly. I played Street Fighter, and it never really struck me as violent, because it was more violent.
It was almost like MMA, right?
It was no more violent than any movie that was out in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
Right? Less violent.
The 80s rocked.
People punching, and then at the end they were a little beat up, but they were alive, and they were okay. Mm-hmm. And then you could pick them again and have another fight. You hit start, and then their little icon picture would change from beat up.
But it never occurred to you that maybe don't act that way in real life, right?
I never punched anybody.
Mortal Kombat, first one?
Mortal Kombat was probably the first one where it was like, oh, you are slaughtering people violently.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Super Nintendo, and I even had to go through like the blood code and everything just to play it on my friend Sega.
Okay.
You know, but you actually made me have to seek out the violence, and because I was super intrigued by the violence.
Everyone was intrigued by Mortal Kombat when it came out.
The first violent...
I still play them, too.
The first violent thing I ever remember in video games... Beginning of Double Dragon, where they fucking punched that girl in the stomach. Man.
That was rough, man.
Yeah. And this is circa like 86, 87.
Like, that's my woman.
But I'm saying that was for real violent. Like, she dropped to her knees, and it took that bitch.
That punch looked like it hurt, too.
Boom!
Wow,
right
I forgot
in the bread
all about
basket.
That punch, man. That was, ooh.
That's the first
that's
time.
That's a good one, actually.
Because that's the first time I really remember a violent thing in a video game. That was 8-bit. Like, you know.
You know the beauty of those old systems, too, with the old fighting games and side-scrolling beat-em-ups, is you could fight women. You would clearly fight women and never think twice about it.
Oh, yeah.
But in the instruction books, it would have to say, oh, yeah, they're a cross-dresser. So,
oh, really? It said that?
Yeah, that. Because they didn't want you beating a woman. So just a little blurb in the instruction booklet was enough
you beat up
for you
women
to pummel
in,
a woman in case she's a man.
Double Dragon.
That way it's just a hate crime right. Instead of beating on a woman.
You beat up women in Double Dragon, but it wasn't your woman. It was rough watching your woman get punched.
Get slugged in the gut.
Well, the other woman had the frizzy hair and the whips.
Yeah. Especially since she was dating both of them.
No, she was only dating one of them.
Wasn't she dating both?
No, at the end they decided to have a duel at the end to see who got her. I don't know.
Hated that fucking duel.
She
I always
yell,
lost the final
yeah,
duel.
She didn't yell out, hey, I'm dating that guy.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it was a cool way to end the video game.
It was pretty trippy
to
when you actually
duel,
got to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But
yeah. Oh, I got to it, too.
As far as the story goes, it was just like, at one point, Billy's like, or Jimmy, I don't know who she was dating. He's just like, I helped you fight the whole way up here.
Let
now
me
she's mine.
Stick it in your girlfriend.
It's like, oh, I didn't fight for you.
I've earned a tit grab.
Yeah.
That is rough. What about you, Lou?
Violent game.
Jeez, I don't remember the name of the game. Help.
You don't. But, your name doesn't lend well to nicknames, by the way. Praying.
I've been called PW.
PW.
Online.
I like it.
P Dubs.
Right.
P Dub H.
What about you, P Dub?
I can't remember the name of the game, but it's the one where you're a convict, and you're just killing people with whatever you find.
Plastic bags and shit?
Manhunt.
That's a more recent game, but holy fuck, that game is violent for violence.
That was your first violent game?
No, I mean, like, the first one where I was like, wow, this is maybe a little too much.
Yeah, because there were certain degrees of kill. Right. You could either stab a guy in the chest with a piece of glass, or you could gouge out both of his eyes and shove it up his ass. Right.
That was where I was going with it. I was going to ask what's the first instance of violence, and then what's the first instance of excessive violence.
Okay. That was going to be mine for excessive, because
was
that
really?
Game
that
was super excessive for the sake...
He's got it written down, people.
It contributed nothing to the story. There was no reason why you could, like, either smother a guy with a plastic bag or wrap it around his face and smash it into a curb. It was no purpose. You just had to sneakily take out guys. That was it. Yeah. But instead they just really amped it up.
Like 90.
That was 2000.
Early 2000s. Maybe 03, 04.
That was like PS2 game.
And that was your first instance of absolute excessive.
That was the first time I played a game and went, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
With the
that was great.
Otherwise, we can go into... I got a couple I remember from even earlier. Mm-hmm. There was a game called Carmageddon, where your whole goal was to run people over. That was the goal of the game.
Right.
And eventually, they did have to change the people into monsters. And all of a sudden...
Not a computer game?
That was a computer
game.
There was one that I had back in the day, like a demo of.
Mm-hmm.
There was the game Postal, which was just run around and shoot people.
That was a rough one.
That was a bit... That was a controversial one at the time, and
I don't think that was a pay game. I think somebody just came up with that.
No,
right?
That was. I remember it being at the stores.
What?
Yep. You know, what ended that series of video games was the shitty movie they put out. Ended the series of video games. It like bankrupted the whole franchise.
Well, that's what happens when you get Uwe Boll to make a movie.
Shock. Oh, do you remember the first excessively violent game?
Well, I'm sorry, Max Barracuda. Already said it, Mortal Kombat, man. Like, I know I'm dating myself, and I might be, like, a little, like, innocent, but that was the first time I remember playing a game and being that shit was violent.
It wasn't 2003 for me. It was
91.
91.
The first time I pulled a man's heart out of his chest.
See, I remember the first time death I saw was the uppercut into the pit.
But it wouldn't be the last time he did.
And he's all impaled and shit. I was a pussy as a kid, too. I didn't like blood.
Yeah.
That game fucked me up and made me like horror movies.
See, the interesting thing for me is that I played a lot of console inside, but when I grew up near a beach town that had a lot of arcades. So unlike a lot of people throughout the cities and whatnot, I was an arcade guy when I was first growing up. So my first two instances were in arcade games, not on Sega or anything like that. My first real time that I saw violence in a video game where I was like, hey, you know what? Maybe this is too violent was the game NARC.
NARC. Vicious, man.
NARC.
Yeah,
when
you're running around ski masks just murdering drug dealers.
NARC's in the Ninja Turtles movie. That's what the kids are playing and the bad kids in the hideout.
Yes,
and you were like the blue guy
and
the
red
guy.
And you both had just those cut-off, tidy Under Armour, even though Under Armour was
Mega 80 gear.
Like. Didn't that play like Smash TV?
Yes.
It's like same deal.
I thought it was a side scroll.
Yeah, it was the same deal. But I'm almost saying like Lethal Enforcer, where they had like a realistic look. They started leaning towards that back then.
Well, Lethal Enforcer was a violent game too. It was like the ROM graphics.
Yeah, they just kind of disappeared when they left. I mean, it was like one fallback.
Yeah, people
going
grabbing their chest.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't that bad.
Out.
NARC was the first thing. I'm grabbing bundles of cash, and I was
off
like,
of drug dealers.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
And then the first ultra-violent was also an arcade game. It was called Time Killers. And it was about they took serial killers from different time periods, and you had to fight each other. Ooh. And it was one of the absolute first games. It came out sometime in the early 90s. And I
want to play that right now.
Dude, I was 9 years old. I'm playing it. It's one of the first games ever to introduce weapon-based combat into versus games. Mm-hmm. It came out on Super Nintendo later because it was such a cult hit in arcades.
It sounds familiar.
But what happened was they took serial killers from different modes. Mine was always the futuristic guy. He had a He had a mohawk and a chainsaw. And what you would do was you...
That's how we all pictured future people in
yeah.
the 80s.
And those data glasses, you know what I'm talking about? But
Slice and dice.
What you did was you could attack with each limb, two legs and two arms. But if you were attacking and I hit you with the chainsaw, your arm would fall off. And if you attack with the other one and I hit you with the chainsaw, your other arm would fall off. And you could honestly fight with no arms. You would just have to do the kicks.
A lot of kicking.
And I could pick up your arm. I could smash you in the face with your own arm. I could, if I had one arm, I could pick up my other arm and smack you with it.
Is this an arcade game?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I never played this game.
It was also a Super Nintendo game, and there were no fatalities, but if the person had enough power down, I could cut out their head.
Monty Python
with a hold, a hold down button move, I could cut out their head.
Tis but a scratch.
And it was just super violent, and I was just beating. I mean, I loved beating the hell out of my brother and other opponents with their own arm. That was my deal. But I knew that there was something wrong with that. I knew that there was something wrong with that.
That's nuts.
But that's my whole point. My whole point is this. I knew that there was something wrong with that. I think that the games that wuss out on the violence, the Call of Duties, where you can take a realistic gun and shoot somebody in the face and not much happens... is what's wrong.
No,
I don't think the ultra-violent games is what's wrong. I think these parents are missing the point. I think we all played God of War 3.
What about Gears of War?
God of War.
I'm saying, what about Gears of War? You fucking chainsaw people on
God of War, you're doing way worse.
God of War 3, without spoiling anything, because it's the first kill, you shove your fingers, your thumbs, into Poseidon's eye sockets. You actually have to tap A to fight him into it. And it was so hardcore that I was like, wow, I never want to do this in real life. So I think that's the point. I think that game companies nerfing it for parents are what the problem is, because these kids end up thinking that it's not so bad.
I want to bring up a point here, too. We all play violent games, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of it. There's four of us.
We all watch violent movies. We all listen to violent stories.
How many people amongst the four of us have we killed?
Zero.
Zero.
Probably like one.
Maybe. I was drunk. Right. But still, my point being that if you're a normal, well-adjusted human being,
mm-hmm.
these are going to have no effect on you. I've been playing video games my entire life. I've never once either shot somebody or jumped on a turtle. Mm-hmm. I've never emulated a game in any way. It's obviously sick fucking people.
You never know, man. Maybe if... was it Ted Krasinski, the Son of Sam, whatever? If he
Unabomber.
Had GTA,
that's the Unabomber.
Son of Sam is who?
Just call
whatever.
Him
Son of Sam. If he had GTA, he might have not done the GTA shit.
He might have gotten it out of his system.
Yeah, if he would have had that growing up, and maybe he would have given him that fantasy somebody, world.
Or he might have just grown up somebody. Done the same shit he did anyway, and everyone goes, "Oh wow, he's playing video games." Also, that must be the deal.
That's what happens now. But this is what happened when rock and roll started.
Yeah, in the '80s, bro.
It was corrupting our innocence. This is what happened when comic books came out for the first time. Seduction of the Innocent.
What about the guy who killed John Lennon? Blame it on Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye? He blamed it on a book. Are we supposed to just absorb
that had
and
no
enjoy?
Guns in it, from what I remember. Was there a gun in Catcher in the Rye?
No, I don't think so. I remember a hooker.
The guy who tried to kill Reagan blamed it on Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver. And he was in love with Jodie Foster.
Actually, even this week, some guy who's basically this cop cannibal. He's blaming it on the movie The Mask.
The Mask.
Or Dexter.
No, he's literally blaming it on the movie The Mask.
Jim Carrey.
He was like
Jim Carrey. He's saying the depiction of what's the girl's name in that movie? Cameron Diaz, all tied up and everything, made him want to eat motherfuckers. I don't know.
Look,
I'm not that
but that's
guy.
The thing. Are we supposed to not
We should
read?
Definitely stop any more Mask movies from coming out.
That's besides
the
point.
Of the Mask, it's been taken care of.
It has nothing to do with that guy, but we should.
My point being, are we supposed to not watch TV, not read books, not, play video games, not watch movies, completely sequester ourselves and live like fucking Amish people? I got news for you. There have been Amish killers before. There have been Amish swindlers. It doesn't matter.
I don't think there's a lot of murder in the Amish community.
It's actually there. There are stories. There have been Amish serial killers. There have been Amish embezzlers.
It's super easy to get away with it. It's not like they have a crack detective team.
Right.
My point is...
Did anyone see it?
We can't live...
I don't know what they did.
We can't live without absorbing any art whatsoever.
Right.
So everyone get your fucking panties out of your ass. It's not...
It's a cop out when you blame it on video games or music or anything.
And you know what? It's the parents. I mean, shitty you fucking shouldn't be playing.
Look at the last major shooting. It was his mother's fucking guns.
Yeah.
And you're going to blame him on video games because he played StarCraft?
I know.
He played fucking StarCraft.
It's not like he shot out some Prometheus. No, what are those things called?
Protoss. He didn't go shooting Zerg, fighting Protoss across the galaxy.
Was he playing StarCraft?
He's playing StarCraft.
Oh, well, no wonder. It's because he didn't have a girlfriend.
He's all that pent-up aggression.
Right. No, StarCraft was cool. Anyway, I just wanted to touch on that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it as heavy as it turned out.
I get so riled up from that.
Well, I mean, that is a hot topic because I think it's ridiculous that they put warning labels on music or video games or anything in general.
I mean, they should for parents.
No, because you know what? If your kid wants something, you should see what it is. Read the back of the box before you buy it.
Yeah, but that's what the labels are supposed to do.
I'll say this. Yeah. I am a gamer and a parent. There's no way my kids can play the games until they're ready.
What's hypocritical?
It's not hypocritical. I'm not going to stand there as a parent with my 7-year-old son and buy Call of Duty. He's not allowed to play it yet.
I like that though because back
in the day I had to do it like a real kid. And when my parents wouldn't buy me Mortal Kombat. I had to find a friend who had it.
Unless he's ready to play it. If I see he's ready to play it, then he's ready to play it.
Yeah, but that he's watched you play it for 6 years.
No, he's not watching me play it.
When he closes his eyes, like,
no, you can go upstairs. I don't care.
Daddy's playing a little Call of Duty. Little too adult for you. I mean, I grew up.
You can't expect me to let a 7-year-old watch me play God of War.
My mom, at four or five years old, I sat down with her watching Lost Boys.
They did not have the caliber of violence that they do now.
The Lost Boys? The movie? Fucking vampires ripping people's heads off and stuff like that?
Your mom is a bad mother.
Nah.
I don't know what to say. I love her. I love you, Mom. But.
You sound like every guy I play online with.
I probably have no idea my
mom has banged so many 13-year-olds.
Right, I know.
So many.
I know. Also, just so everybody knows, your mama jokes are only funny when your mama is the crux of your universe, though. I don't live with my mom. I don't care what she's doing, fellas.
She likes banging
as many minors. I'm okay
with it. Yeah, good for
it.
Her. I haven't seen her since the sex change anyway.
She's a cougar.
How's she doing?
I never cared about a mama joke ever.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I was going to say, you still hear that? You still hear jokes that start with your mama?
Yeah, hell yeah, they do.
Jesus.
It's like, I banged your mom.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to move on to the question of the week. Actually, let's go to retro games. Let's hit up retro games, and then we'll do question of the week.
All right.
Retro games is a fun little section that I just like to reminisce about old, awesome games. Giant, let's hit it up. You look like you're ready to rock.
I am wearing an NBA jersey right now, and I'm just a sports guy on this show. I'm going to bring up NBA Jam, man. The only sports game that everyone's played.
Fucking hate sports. Love NBA Jam.
Yeah. Boom shakalaka.
I love it. You know who my man was in that? Bill Clinton.
Oh, dude, you him Al Gore. You had Warren Moon.
Yep.
I think the best crossover arcade game on the consoles of all time. Because it was
everything. It was perfect.
Yeah, it was the only game that had the exact same gameplay
as the
arcade.
2-on-2.
Two buttons, right? It was only like two
accessible
buttons.
Accessible to everybody.
And dunk.
That game was responsible for me being able to pretend I watched basketball.
It was fun. Yeah. And it was a fun era in basketball, too. You had, a lot of good,
play
nice people.
As my Knicks. The Knicks
Chicago Bulls
watched.
Showed up, and I was like, oh, Jordan and Pippen.
No,
right?
Jordan wasn't in the game.
You're right.
Him and Barkley went in the game because they wouldn't sell their rights to
sell
the game.
Their
they had their own individual rights.
It had the license of the NBA, but it was the same thing. Like Barry Bonds was never in a video game either. It was just some random black guy.
Larry Lons.
Lons, like Lana Lang.
But I felt that actually contributed to the culture with that they had a Whoop There It Is. When that tag team came out with that song, Whoop There It Is, they had a Boom Shakalaka. A lot of people were going around saying that shit around that time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a fun by all game. Everyone had a lot of fun with that game.
Yep. I loved it.
I would have been, psyched if they had been like, All I want to do is zoom a zoom zoom and a boom boom.
I mean, that would have been a long dunk.
they fucking flew across court, man. You go half time.
Court. You do half court dunks in
that. They would have just got started hypnotized going. Like.
And was there a greater feeling when
you can actually fit it like a na 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 na.
I mean, like if somebody was going slow motion from half court, and you're just like biggie biggie biggie. That would have been awesome too. I mean, that's a little too long.
That game is, it was the best part of that game. I felt was when you got on fire, man. You got the three baskets with on fire, and the rim blew up and everything. The glass broke.
It was so fun, man.
So great,
great game.
I remember yelling at my brother, "We're about to be on fire! Don't lose it!" You know, like, that was the rock. I'm on fire.
That's what the arcade had a little bit better because unless you had the adapter to play four people,
Again, I was playing in the arcade. You're right.
I had the adapter because I played with a lot of friends, mm-hmm. but the best thing was to go 2-on-2. I mean, I'm young. I'm like, 10 years old at this point. We'd have sleepovers, grab a bag of chips and some sodas, and we would just play NBA Jam and Mario Kart like all night.
Right.
It was a fun time by all.
And your house growing up was always the place for the multiplayer. We'll get into it at one point eventually, but Halo Land Wars that happened at Giant Shark's house.
That's why I don't like Halo so much now because it was just funner the way our custom games were set up because everyone now is so obsessed with building up their own, points. And you get ranked higher, their rankings, that they don't want to play a custom game.
Yeah, that's the other thing that bugs me about multiplayer is, I guess, living through LAN parties. Holy shit, your trash talking actually matters.
We actually set them up in opposite rooms from Giant Shock's house. We always pulled from a hat. And yet, I'm going to let something slip. Giant Shock and I were always on the same team. So,
but the point
was cheated. But at the same time, I mean, just rolling into the other room and road dogging around.
The major point, though, is that if you were doing something shitty like camping or just...
You can fucking call it out. You can call somebody out.
You have to look at the person that you shot 2 minutes later...
Right.
And everybody in the house going, dude, that was bullshit.
Exactly. Look me in the eye and say you don't care.
There was consequence. You had to answer for it. If you got a little bit dickish in your trash talk, everybody would gang up on you. There was actual consequence.
We got dickish.
What about the explosion when you capture that last flag from the other room in a close game?
And everyone just busted into the other room.
The best capture flag mode in Halo is when you touch a flag, it returns. You get your 5-on-5, 4-on-4, whatever it is. And five flags, and that's the funnest pure mode. No time limit. You have to capture five flags. Funnest pure mode.
Fatigue rolls in just like a regular sports game. You're just like, I'm fucking tired.
Dude, though, they would last hours.
We used to do it for hours.
Weren't we talking about retro games?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's a decade old at this point.
I guess.
NBA Jam, Halo.
I guess you're right, actually. It's been around for a while.
So, I mean, we'll get off topic.
All right, well, this past... couple weeks, I had a massive hard drive failure. Wiped out every piece of music that I own. So I've been working very hard to kind of recollect everyone, going through my CDs and what CDs I have left. And I came across one by a band called Green Jelly. I don't know if you guys remember Green Jelly.
They did
a theme song
for
one of my favorite Super Nintendo games, Spider-Man and Venom Maximum Carnage. And I had to jump back in and play a little Spider-Man and Venom.
We all love it. Unfortunately, that was Giant Shock's last week.
Was it? Fuck! I was so excited.
I'll talk about it a little bit more, but that was funny because right when you said Green Jelly, I was like, he's going to say fucking Maximum Carnage.
Well, what other soundtrack did Green Jelly do? What are they even known for besides that?
Three Little Pig songs.
So they have the best videos.
Yeah.
The claymation.
I don't know anything but...
Well, that's how you were introduced to them, but their videos were fantastic.
3 years ago on a boat circling Manhattan. It was really cool. All
right, so what are we doing for another video game?
Let's do another
one. I'll talk about Maximum Carnage.
I can't say enough about Maximum Carnage.
Here's one I played recently. I recently went back after my Marvel and Capcom thing, and I played a little of the original Mega Man X from Super Nintendo.
Those Mega Man games, one kicked my ass.
That was my favorite one. Holy shit, did I love
that. That was like one of the hardest ones.
The premiere of Zero... The hardest boss character ever. A great storyline. Awesome level design. That game had everything.
How come they don't make like Xbox Live Arcade Mega Man's?
They did.
They do.
No, I'm saying new ones.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. And you know what?
Mega Man 9, I think.
You know what it is about Mega Man and all those other games? it was all about timing. You would sit there and count out when you're supposed to jump. I kind of lost the patience for that shit now. Like, yeah. It's a lot harder.
Well, that's
now.
That's why I mean, like them, though. Creeping, challenge. They
does anyone
challenge.
Remember creeping to the edge of a platform, just knowing how far your character's feet can float over the edge?
Like, I could have the toes of the left foot still on the platform, and I still
Mega
won't
Man's
fall.
Whole left foot can be hanging off this fucking platform, and I'm still going to be standing there. It's three times on Fireman's board. Three balls, two balls, one ball. Jump after the two balls because that one ball is less fat.
Exactly. That's the beauty. I miss that.
I
miss that. Nowadays, if I'm stuck on a part, I probably will just run in the room with a shotgun and hope for the best.
That was always my thing.
Actually, had to try. It was actually you had to learn from your failures and adapt your game.
All right.
I miss that so much.
My retro game of the week. A game, believe it or not, folks, Rise Like Phoenix never beat. There are three or four that I never beat. Battletoads.
That was a
beat
fucking
it.
Hard game.
Battletoads.
I beat it.
You're a liar, sir.
No,
you are a liar because nobody beat.
I beat that fucker. And
nobody
that's a point of pride.
Beat when that you're, jet ski ass board
you know
where
level.
You're going against those walls.
I talked about it on my show before, but you know the level where you're dropping down the
yeah. Oh my god,
yeah,
it's so hard. Holy
shit!
There
was a point where these vulture things would fly at you,
right.
And if you could hit them.
Right.
And bounce it against the wall and hit it again and just
keep
bouncing it.
Yeah.
You could have infinite lives.
Right.
You could get up to 100 lives.
Oh, don't tell me I didn't do that.
At which point the
all of them bit it at that point when I hit that jet ski.
At which point the jet ski thing wasn't so bad because you could actually do the Mega Man thing and go, okay, up, down, middle, up, down.
Oh, I totally did all that, but eventually they just started coming. I swear to God, there must have been like just a solid wall.
I believe I probably had a notebook in front of me. Charted out where I had to be for
you. Had to have a notebook if you were playing Mega Man because you had to draw those little grids and balls and stupid crap to remember.
Oh god, I remember those.
You
Giant Shock was way slouchier than that, man. I fucking probably got beat by the actual enemies before you even got to those points.
Yeah,
I was just bad at those games because my.
Who remembers when you paused it? It was actually a big noise. It would be like. Poosh, poosh, poosh.
Oh yeah,
that was the fucking awesome.
And Battletoads.
It was awesome
completely...
until you were trying to hide it from your mom that you were playing at 1 o'clock in the morning, and she'd be coming into sleep, and you'd pause it as if you were playing Shinobi, where it would be silent, and you'd be like, she would be creeping down, and she'd be like, "Are they still up?" And then I'd pause it, and be like, poosh, poosh, poosh. At that point, Nintendo was getting unplugged.
And Battletoads too, the most inappropriate for kids villain.
What was
you
it?
Remember who the villain was?
No.
It was an evil queen. I forget her name. Obviously inspired by Elvira. So it was all
huge
tits and legs. Tits and legs.
Yeah.
Was she a person or like an animal?
Yeah, she was a person.
Yeah.
But
she
big,
was,
bouffant, like,
she was the bad guy
beehive
number
black
one, too.
Hair.
You just didn't fight her, right?
Yeah, yeah. She was the villain of the series. But I'm just saying, like, little sexy for the kids.
Mm-hmm. What about...
I don't mind sexy for the kids. They can grow up like that.
You create a sexual deviant, but you won't let him shoot people?
I don't care. That's keeping it to himself.
Good point.
Right. There's a lot of internet out there, fellas.
There's a lot. I mean, there is a lot of internet.
We do live in the age of you porn.
Lou, what are we doing with the retro game?
Well, I'm going to say I had a shitload of fun
Maximum
playing,
Carnage.
PW.
No.
It's a little known game. And, well, Spider-Man.
No, I'm going to say Earthworm Jim.
Good one.
Nay.
That was the one Dan said yes.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
damn.
It's your guys' problem that there's only like six really good retro games.
No, it was a ton of them. Zelda?
I think it's a testament.
I know, but
no,
that carries
that's a,
into
that doesn't count
day.
As a retro game because it's
still going.
I think they picked games that obviously we all cherished and aren't around anymore.
Yeah,
man.
And I picked ones that had the direct impact in my current life.
Mm. Right. Maximum Carnage, dude. That was a that was
I got
a
another
giant
if
game.
You want.
Earthworm Jim was a giant game. Well, let's hear PWs.
All right, so I'll pick another one. You guys play Bushido Blade?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god, that game is awesome.
Of course I did. Yeah.
Those games are cool.
Was that a PS1 or
cut through all that
super blocky.
Man?
Where you just one good hit would kill a guy.
But who remembers cutting through that bamboo? That was like my whole for a while I would just fight in those bamboo
things. The worst part about the game is running to the next guy you had to fight.
Yeah.
That was the only part I was not huge about.
Dude,
but.
he did that typical Japanese movie super run, but you weren't going all that fast.
Like, oh, you mean sword behind
yeah,
him?
Yeah, but you were going
really hunched over
slow,
run.
Man.
That still might be the most epic fighting game because the fight was like a legit fight. Like yeah. two guys had a sword fight. Yeah. And that was the only time I've ever had that.
You could lose an arm. You could get mm-hmm. killed in one
didn't,
shot.
Didn't chop your arm. You just couldn't use
no,
it.
No, but it went limp.
Yeah. You could throw dirt in the guy's face. Yeah.
You, didn't like you also throw like little knives and, yeah. and throwing stars and mm-hmm. shit?
Yep.
That was a fun game, man. They made a two, and then I don't think they ever made another one after
yeah.
that.
I spent a lot of time on Bushido Blade 2.
Yeah, there's some franchises that die, and you just don't know why.
Because the company probably died.
Yeah.
No. It can't be all of them, right? If they came out with a Maximum Carnage right now, it would blow my mind.
Well, I mean, the company who made that, I mean, that was
it's Marvel. Marvel could
yeah, Marvel didn't make the fucking Marvel. Game.
That was a storyline from like 93.
But dude, if they came out with it, you wouldn't play it.
It might not
I
be
would
good.
Play it in a hot second.
Right. Yeah, the new Spider-Man games are great, but if they did verbatim that with the graphics now, I'd still play the shit out of it.
I would.
I mean, I'm always good for a good side scroller beat 'em up. That was one of my favorite ones, man. Yeah. Like Double Dragon, like I mentioned before, Maximum Carnage.
I miss beat 'em ups.
Two Crew Dudes.
Two Crew Dudes
game that I used to play.
Dudes.
No, two crew dudes.
Two crew dudes. All right.
They fought a dirty ass Santa Claus.
They were both black tank tops, yep. sweatpants.
No, that's Bad Dudes you're thinking of.
Yeah, but that, are you a bad... Oh, my favorite opening to a movie, to a game. The president's been kidnapped by ninjas. Are you bad enough of a dude to go save him?
That nice. Game was just so awful.
Oh, that
unbelievably good.
That wasn't you liked that game. That was fun.
In
that
comparison
retro
to like
game next week,
to like Contra and like Final Fight, it just wasn't holding up.
I enjoyed that.
I mean, I had some fun with it.
I mean,
but
Contra was the best. You know, one of the best games ever.
Back then, I was like a little psycho.
Yeah, I wish
game,
it would
so
come out with
anything.
That again, man. Bad Dudes and Two Crew Dudes. That would be awesome.
Anything with dude in the titles right up your
dude,
awesome.
It would be sick.
I enjoyed
guaranteed hit.
Another. It was, the graphics were kind of Double Dragon-esque. Yeah, but the game's called River City Ransom.
Oh,
well,
yeah, great.
It had an RPG aspect to
element,
it.
And
I wish
fun.
They'd bring that back.
Well, that was a game that came out one game like
yeah,
years.
But they
ago.
Could do that pretty well nowadays.
Going into the. Going to the question of the week, we're going to go the exact opposite. Question of the week for everybody out there. You want to email us, you want to Twitter us, you want to hit us up on the Facebook, answer it. And we will, you know, we'll read your question. We'll give you credit for it. If you actually want to send us an audio clip, we'll play it live. Is there any franchise that anybody feels like that just doesn't deserve another a sequel? Like, they should just let it lie, and it's just done now. I'll start. I don't need to see Sonic the Hedgehog anymore. I'm sorry.
Good one.
I loved him. I
good
freaking
one.
Loved him.
Every
man.
Sonic
he was
game
like,
of the past
was,
decade is
he
crap.
He was like my first real video game character that I really cared about. I was showing everybody that I got it. I can't deal with the games anymore, man. I can't.
They're terrible.
You guys are ruining it.
Even when they try to make them dark and edgy and make them Shadow the
Hedgehog. Oh, my God. I can't do
it. What was the last
anymore?
One where you turned into like a werewolf? Wolf.
Who cares?
They're terrible. They're
who
the worst.
Cares, Sonic? Give it a rest.
Completely.
Stop running and just die. No. just. I'm sorry. Just. You know what? Even come out with a send-out game. If you guys came out with a send-out game saying this is his last game, I'll buy it for $60 just to show my man some respect.
Sonic the Hedgehog brick wall.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog.
The box art is just in splattered.
Just Sonic the Hedgehog done, and I'll buy it. And I probably won't enjoy the game anymore because I haven't for the last 5-10 years. But I will buy it just as a send-off, like lighting up a Viking ship for my man Sonic. I'm done.
It's called Sonic the Slow Death. It's very
anyone
ironic.
Else? Shock, you got anything?
I might be an unpopular decision, but I really wish that Resident Evil would die.
I had that one chambered. After 5...
I mean,
6 failed, and
again,
Raccoon City failed.
They're just ridiculous. Like the games themselves are fun. Just don't call it Resident Evil
they've
anymore.
They've lost sight of what it was.
Come up with a new storyline, right? Am I right?
Just start up a new thing altogether and just end that storyline. I don't care about Chris Redfield anymore. It's been almost, 12? It's almost like 15 years.
I actually jotted down Resident Evil here, and it broke my heart when I finished.
Again, running. A send-off game where Chris Redfield's maybe a little older, maybe 60 years
maybe
old.
Maybe we just have like an ending to this. Like, Resident Evil 5 had a definitive ending where Wesker's actually dead.
Right.
And then 6 comes out. I still haven't even played it. I can't.
I wasn't even excited.
My favorite series of all time, and I have no excitement.
I know.
I bought Operation Raccoon City, and but that again, that's not even like a new game. That's a going back to the second game. You know, it's what was like How Hunk and all those
rehashing.
Yeah.
Listen, does anyone hear the downtroddenness in our voices? We don't want it to happen, people. But
I really wish they would have
things that need to happen. Yeah. Max Barracuda, you got anything?
Well, I had 2. One of them is Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. The other one is even more unpopular.
Oof. This is gonna hurt.
Well, considering the previous content of the show, can we just stop with Call of Duty?
Well, at least
we
one
can't
of them.
No, I have a side
that's
note.
That's done.
I have a side note to that. Much like my distaste in TV shows is cop shows, lawyer shows, doctor shows, because that's every fucking show.
Right.
Can we stop with the army games?
Or just... no, I mean, they can't stop a whole genre.
No, like,
but
tone
same,
it down. Every
even
other
with
game
Call
is
of Duty.
Military, battlefield.
But
it's
even
super
with Call of Duty, Call of
they're
Duty...
they're just so redundant.
Call of Duty is much like Final Fantasy, where it's different characters every time.
And
it's
Final
really,
Fantasy
it's not...
should probably take a break, too.
I don't like that. How they have a different cast of characters, like not every game basically. Like I would have liked to have gone from 7 and played Cloud in the next game because that was the best one. In my
7
mind.
Was the one where I really.
I believe they're doing an HD remix
loved
of
it. They've been talking about that and showing off graphics with that. I
don't
wouldn't
care
hold my breath
that.
For that shit.
I don't care about do I care if they would come back and make Super Mario in an HD? Like who gives a shit? I play the game, you know. To 10 years ago.
Fantasy 7, if they redid it, I would play it.
I'd play that one. For nostalgia purposes, that would be my retro game.
Yeah, but that's not a game that you're going to spend, like if they made a new version of Double Dragon, just, you know, souped up the graphics a little bit on Xbox Live Arcade, the game takes like half an hour to beat. Like, I'll play that. I'm not going to go play Final Fantasy. That takes days.
I think they're talking about changing the entire, yeah. I mean, like, keeping the storyline. But from what I understand from these little clippets of the Final Fantasy VII, which has been going on for years, yeah. Sony's been teasing us with these.
Years and years.
It would change up the whole game style. It's not just an HD remix like Wind Waker or anything like that. You're not climbing that beanstalk like that anymore, just like ladder style. You'd actually have to jump from leaf to leaf. Like, it'd be an epic.
If they changed that, then I would say, okay, I would replay a game that I played before. But if they just, like, you know, curve the edge, you know, smooth the edges and just make it, you know, brand new like that.
I haven't seen that before, which I would love. I would love to see just some aliens crash down and people screaming that we got to shoot them down. We got to, no, they're here. And then they show up and then it just says Space Invaders. Like, I would love that if they really redid a game like that. But
that'd be cool.
That'd be interesting.
Or Missile Command.
It like, reeks a little bit like Battleship, but I don't
right.
really want to get into that.
Right.
But I see what you're saying.
Please don't.
I'm agreeing with you.
Right. I would like that. Praying won't help anything?
I've been pretty disappointed with just about every fighting game as of late.
Me too.
It's not a popular genre anymore, really.
Like, no.
They don't put love in it.
Arcades are going out of style in arcades. That was my... staying on with the same quarter was a big freaking deal. Right? I mean, like, throwing in one quarter and fighting 10 opponents was a huge deal.
It was a good feeling at the end of it.
By the way, I'm...
Having to walk away because your mom said, let's go? All right. Somebody else take over my controller, bitches.
Yeah.
By the way, I consider myself really good at Street Fighter 2, man, but Praying Won't Help over here, man, kicks my ass in that. Like, he's fucking good at that game.
As long as it's the classic one and not this new shit.
That's my preferred.
Well, Hyper Turbo Fighter 3 with, you know...
But it still plays like
DJ.
The original.
How far did you get with that? Did you meet DJ?
He's fucking nasty with those.
T-Hawk and DJ. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Well, see, going back to what I was playing recently, Marvel Capcom 3, I miss those old school regular Street Fighter one-on-one fighting because now it's just getting so jumbled.
Yeah.
You can't even tell what's going on.
Oh, these
on
Smash
screen.
Brothers? Or
no, like the 3-on-3 of Marvel Capcom where it's just too much happening on screen and combos are just out of control, and they're impossible to do, but
yeah,
everything's bright and flashing and flipping around, and you can't even tell if you're doing anything.
I would trade in, you know, the new games for, you know, Street Fighter 2 Turbo and, like, like a Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct was the sickest.
I loved Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct was great. Everybody loved Origin, obviously.
Yo, the one time...
the best finishing move in the game.
I, The one time I ever did that, I didn't mean to do that, and I was playing at Toys R Us when they used to have the demos out, and I was playing this adult black guy.
You did the titty flash.
I accidentally did the titty flash, and he was like, this motherfucker showed a titties, man. He was going nuts, man. And I started laughing because I didn't even know. Like, I didn't even know. I knew you could do it, but I didn't know how to do it, but I gave him a super combo.
I was just
saying
she had the easiest combo also in the game. You just smash two buttons together.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Jago's combos were the easiest to use because he had that flying kick that started it.
I was a Jago guy.
Yeah, Jago was nice. Him, Saberwolf.
I would just tap two buttons.
Jeez. Orchard was nice too.
The names, but I liked using that robot guy.
Falagor.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was the cover guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember every character in those games.
Anyway, if anyone wants to answer any other franchises that we missed that kind of gotta go, kind of. Or if anyone wants to debate that maybe a Sonic game came out, I mean, like, obviously you're wrong, but I mean, like, if they came out.
Just hit us up in general.
Just hit us up in general. You can, like I said, Twitter, Facebook, call me at my house.
Our Twitter account is at asquadgamers, and our email address is asquad13 at yahoo.com.
Asquad 1 through 12 were taken?
No, 13 is just a number I just use to keep things.
I'm curious if there's significance to it.
No, I just 13 was a number I'll remember. Like that was it. There's no significance to it.
All right.
Plus, we want to plug our other podcasts, Paint It Black, Pete.
Well, Paint It Black podcast with you guys, everyone at this table except for Dan.
I might stay. I might actually stay and just kind of hang out and drink more beers.
You should.
That'd be great, man. We definitely would love to continue this.
But Twitter us at Paint It Black Comics. Well, Twitter at PIB Comics, paintblackcomics at gmail.com, paintblackscomics.com, paintblack on Facebook,
paintblackunderwear.com.
Check out our first issue, Lessons Learned.
Available on our website. And listen to Brian's show, Disenfranchised.
Disenfranchised, our email is disenfranchised13 at yahoo.com. It's a sports show.
Sports show.
And you can Twitter us at defranchised. And
as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to stick around for the Paint Black podcast. It's fun not being the host.
Do so.
What'd you think?
Oh, I like being a guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fun.
I could just chime in with whatever.
So anyway, this is Rise Like Phoenix saying... beat Gutman first, people. Beat Gutman first.
Or Metal Man if you're playing two.
Right, Metal Man two.
Giant Shock signing off.
Mm-hmm.
What's my name? Max Barracuda.
What's your name?
I'm out.
Right. Everyone, we're out for this week.